We're going to continue reading in Acts today.
4章なんですけども。
And we're still on chapter 4, end of chapter 4.
前のところを少し復習しますね。
Let's kind of review a little bit.
ペテロとヨハネがユダヤの指導者に捕まります。
We read that Peter and John were arrested by the Jewish leaders.
そしてこう言われるんですね。もうイエスについて語るなと言われます。
And they commanded them, don't speak anymore in the name of Jesus.
でも彼らは言うんですね。人に従うんじゃなくて私は神様に従いますって言うんです。
But they say to the leaders, well, you need to decide.Yourself, what do you think? Should we listen to you? Should we obey you? Or should we obey God?
もう仕方ないので、ユダヤの指導者たちはもう彼らを脅かして、そして釈放します。
Sorry.
彼らを、ペテロたちを脅かして釈放します。Jewish leaders, you know, kind of threaten them and also they release them.で彼らにを迎えた弟子た他の仲間たちは喜ぶんですけれども。
So after they were released by the Jewish leaders, their friends, their fellow Christians were happy to receive them.
そして彼らは一緒に祈ります。
And they prayed together.
何を祈ったかというと。
And we remember what they prayed.
大胆に御言葉を語ること。
They prayed that they would be able to declare the word of God boldly.
病気を癒すこと。
And that God would heal.
いろんな神様の不思議な技をすること。
And that God would do miracles.
そして祈ったら地面が震えて聖霊が下ったとあります。
And as they're praying, the ground begins to shake and the Holy Spirit once again fills them.
そして大胆に神様の言葉を語るようになった。
And they became even bolder.As they declared the word of God.
人数的には1万人ぐらいの人たちです。
If we think about how many people it was about maybe 10,000 people or so.
その続きですね。
And today we're going to read the continuation of that.
はい、では日本語、英語を読んでいき
ます。We'll read in English and Japanese.
信じた人々の群れは心をも思いも一つにし、Can you?これちょっと調節してくれたらごめんね小さくしました本当にこれを低くしてもいいんだけど思ったらこれちょっとやるのいいですね
I usually move it, but the computer
is
doesn't work.
すみません、失礼します。
That's my kind of technology. Just get up on the chair. That I could do that.
はい、では読みますね。信じた人々の群れはもう心も思いも一つにし、一人として持ち物を自分のものだというものはなく、すべてを共有していた。人たちは大いなる力を持って、主イエスの復活を明かし、皆人々から非常に好意を持たれていた。神社の中には一人も貧しい人はいなかった。土地や家を持っている人は皆、それを売っては代金を持ち寄り、人たちの足元に置き、その金は必要に応じて各々に分配されたからである。例えばレビ族の人で人たちからバルナバ、慰めの子という意味と呼ばれていたキケロス島生まれのヨセフも持っていた畑を売り、その代金を持ってきて人たちの足元に置いた。
Let's read in English from Acts 4:32-37. Can you read with me? Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul.And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. and it was distributed to each as had any need. Thus Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
ちょっと味わってみましょうね。
Let's really, think about what's written here.
何に心が止まりますか?
So what, really it speaks to your heart and, or stays in your heart when you read this passage? Anybody? Something that, really, spoke to you or really remained in your heart?
32節33節のところでは、
in verse 32 and 33, let's look at those again.
一つはこの人たちが心と思いを一つにしたとありますね。
One thing is that they, were of one heart and soul.
1万人ぐらいの人たちです。
Think about it's not just a few people, it's 10,000 people or so, and they all.Were of one heart and mind, one heart and soul.
彼らが自分の持ち物をもう自分のものだと言わずに共有したという。
And rather than, saying that their possessions were their own, rather they shared them with all the other, followers of Christ.
そして大いなる力でイエスの復活を明かしたという。
And it also says that with great power they witnessed to the resurrection of Jesus.
想像できますか?
Can you, think about that?
で、結果として周りの人から非常にこう好意を持たれたというんですね。
And, as a result of what happened,
they think that's favorable.
They, were favored by the people around them.
まあ、例えばこの心と、思いを一つにしたということを考えてみると、
Let's just think about that for a minute, that all of their hearts were, together. They had one heart.
二人だけでも心と思いを一つにすることは難しいんですよ。
Even with two people, it's hard for, for even two people to be of one heart.
でもここで多くの人がその心と思いが一つになる。
But here we're told that so many people, 10,000 people, or you know, around that number, were of one heart.
イエス様を信じて聖霊に満たされた彼らは心が一つになった。
So they believed in Jesus, and they were filled by the Holy Spirit, and they had one heart.
それぞれの背景や社会上的な状況も全く違う人たちが一つになった。
And think about it. These were people who had all sorts of different backgrounds. They were from different places, but they became of one heart.
何か大きな力がそこに。
So if we think about it, that was some incredible power that must have been at work in their lives.
彼らはキリストによって一致することができたとここに書いてあります。
It's written that they were one in God, one in Christ.
現代の私たちも本当にそれぞれが様々な背景を持っていますね。
If you think about, us in the present time, or even us right here now,We also are from all sorts of different backgrounds, aren't we?
でも、イエス様によって私たちは一致できるということを私たちは知ることができます。
But from this passage, we can realize that we too can be of one heart by the Holy Spirit, by Christ.
キリストを見上げたときに、
When we set our eyes On Christ,
人数が少なくとも多くても、
It doesn't matter if there's just a few people or if there's many, many people.
いろんなことがあっても、
It doesn't matter what's going on in their lives.
神様はそこに心と思いを一つにすることができた、できるというんです。
We know from this passage that God Himself will, He actually did make them of one heart and one mind, and he also can today make us of one heart and one mind. Amen?
ついつい無理だと思うことがあるんですけど、神様によってはそれは無理ではないんですね。
So maybe we think that's impossible, that can't be, but with God it's not impossible at all.
この聖書の箇所で何かこれと思った方いらっしゃいますか?
So once again I want to ask you, is there anything from this passage that really speaks to your heart?
最後にはこのバルナバっていう人が自分の畑を売ってお金を持ってきたとありますね。
At the last few verses, we're told that a man named Barnabas sold a field that he owned himself and he gave the proceeds to the apostles.
慰めの子と言われます。
And he had a nickname, his real name was Joseph, but his nickname was Barnabas, which means the son of encouragement.
いいニックネームですよね。
That's a really great nickname, isn't it?
どうですか?
Son of encouragement.
もうあなたのニックネームつけたのあなたもうバナ慰めの子よってニックネーム。
How about if someone gave you a nickname and nicknamed you Son of Encouragement? How would you feel about that?
そういうニックネームをもらえたらなと思いますけど。
So I would really be so happy to receive a nickname like that.
特に今日注目したいのはこの。一人として持ち物を自分のものだと言わずに共有したというところです。
So, I want to focus again for a moment on the verse that says that no one claimed that anything of was his own, but rather they shared everything in common.
これは使徒言行録2章にもありましたね。
So, if you remember, in the end of chapter 2, we read something very similar. Do you remember?
ね、彼ら信じた人たちは、ね、使徒の聖書の学びをすること。
We read in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, that they devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles.
持ち物を共有すること。
And they had everything in common.
で、パンを先ともに食事をすることをして。
And they devoted themselves to fellowship and to the breaking of bread.
ともに熱心に祈ったとあるんですけども。
And also they devoted themselves to prayer.
なんで信じた人たちは財産の共有をしたんでしょうか?
So let's think for a moment. Why did the people who became followers of Christ, who believed in Christ, why did they have everything in common?
でも質問を変えると、なんでそんなことができたんでしょうか?
Well, we can ask that question, but we can also ask another question. That is, how could they do that?
よく思います。
Why were they able to do that?
自分のことを見て、無理なのに なんでこれできちゃったんだろうってことを思うんですね。
So if I think about myself, I think, wow, why were they able to do that?
何かこれだっていう答えがある人います。これだからできたっていう。
Anybody have any answer in your own heart?
もうなんでだろうって。今日皆さんともに乗っていきたいと思います。
So, I want to think about this together and I even a bit later will pray about it.
このイエス様が弟子たちと一緒に活動していた時には
When Jesus was with his disciples,
共同生活をしていました。
Jesus and his disciples were, sharing their lives together.
弟子たちは全てのものを置いてイエスに従っていきました。
The disciples who followed Jesus just left everything, all the material goods, they left everything and they followed Jesus instead.
数十人の人たちが一緒に生活したわけです。
And there were, not sure exactly how many people, but a handful of people were, moving around and living together.
まあ、二三十人の、少なくとも二三十人が旅をして一緒に寝泊まりしていたわけです。
So, even if it's, if we estimate in a low number, at least 20 or 30 people were moving around together and, sleeping somewhere together.
ある時は友人の家、ある時は野宿もしたわけですね。
So, maybe sometimes they might have slept at someone's home, but sometimes maybe they even slept outside.
でも誰もそこで何か商売をしたわけではありませんから生活は本当に誰かのサポートがあったわけです。
But none of them were, working or doing, you know, selling something. They were, they received from other people. They were supported by other people.
共同生活をしながら、そしていろんな人たちのサポートを受けていたわけです。
While they lived together, moving around and living together, they were supported by other people who were living in certain areas.
でも彼らは自分たちの生活だけを賄ってサポートしていたわけではありませんでした。
But it wasn't just that they were supported by others, rather.
自分たちだけではなくて、貧しい人たちも彼らはケアをしていました。
So, the disciples were not only supported, but also they supported the poor.
お金は誰かから捧げられたんでしょうね。
They must have received money from someone and supported the poor.
有名な話がありますね、聖書の中に。
In the Bible, there's one story that's rather well known.
ある女性が、
one woman.
すごく高価な香油をイエスにこう、塗るという、注ぐというところがありました。
She had a bottle of an alabaster bottle of very expensive perfume, and she broke it on Jesus' feet.
弟子たちはなんてことするんだってちょっと彼女のことを怒ります。
And if you remember, the disciples were rather angry at her for spilling this expensive oil. Why did you do that?
後でイエスを裏切ったユダなんかもうこれ売ったら300デナリで多くの人にこれを、の食事ができるのになんてことするんだっていうんですね。
So even Judas, who betrayed Jesus, his response was, "Why did you do that? We could have sold that expensive perfume, and we could have gotten a lot of money and given that money to the poor."
イエス様のこの一行は本当に福音を言葉で伝えるだけではなくて、
So the group that was going around with Jesus, they didn't only share the gospel, but also
病人を癒すだけではなくて、
they didn't only heal the sick and the people who were not healthy, but also
貧しい人のことをいつも思って何かをしていたんですね。
They were also very concerned about the poor people in their midst.
私たちは救いというか、イエス様に出会ったら何か心とか魂がこう自由にされるように思うかもしれませんけれども。
Maybe you have experience of becoming a Christian and you have experienced that God has given you freedom.
でも、イエス様のが私たちを救ってくださるのは心であるだけではなくて魂だったり私たちの経済的状況からも救ってくださるんです。
But Jesus doesn't only set us free in our hearts, but He also sets us free in other ways, even in financial ways.
少し、もう一回ちょっと聖書の箇所を見たいんですけども。
I want to look at another passage with you for a moment.
はい、読みませんけど、ルカによる福音書のところです。
This is from the Gospel of Luke.
イエス様が、ヨハネによって洗礼を受けた後にアラノに行って、悪魔に誘惑されますね。
This is a passage about when Jesus had received his baptism, and after he was baptized by John, he went into the wilderness.
そして、
and he was tempted by the devil.
その後にガリラヤに戻っていきます。
And after that, he returned to Galilee.
そして会堂に入って読んだのがこのイザヤ書の箇所でした。
And he went into the synagogue in Galilee and he read this passage.
18節、19節を見ると、このようになりますね。
Let's look at verses 18 and 19.
主の霊が私の上におられる、貧しい人に福音を告げ知らせるために、主が私に油を注がれたからである。主が私を使わされたのは、囚われている人に解放を。目の見えない人に視力の回復を告げ、圧迫されている人を自由にし、主の恵みの年を告げるためである。
Let's read together in English. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.And he began to say to them, Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.
イエス様は貧しい人に福音を伝えた。これは何でしょう。貧しい人に福音を伝えた。
So, Jesus declared, to poor people the gospel.
囚われる人を解放した。
He set captive. He said he set captives free.
目の見えない人に目が見えるようにした。
He gave sight to the blind.
圧迫されている人を自由にしたっていうんです。
He set people who were being persecuted. He set them free.
イエス様が私たちにくださる救いというのは心や魂だけの救いではないんです。
So the salvation that we have in Jesus is not just the salvation of our spirit or soul.
経済的な、財政的な救いも関わっています。
It's also our finances and our daily life has also a great part to do with our salvation.
身体的な体の癒しも関わっています。
Also that our physical healthis part of our salvation.
政治的な社会的な解放救いも関わっているんですね。
Also, our daily life in this world is part of our salvation.
イエス様はの救いは私たちのすべての罪から許してくださること。
Our salvation in Christ is our sins have been forgiven.
すべてのこの大変な状況から解放されることなんです。
And we have been set free from all sorts of difficult circumstances.
貧しさの上に、そこに貧しい人の上にも救いをもたらしたイエス様です。
And Jesus declared this salvation to poor people as well, didn't he?
病人に癒しを。
He brought healing to sick people.
囚われている人に解放を。それがもうイエス様の救いだったんです。
And he said that part of his salvation is setting the captives free.
聖書に財産や富についてどんなことが書かれていますか？覚えていますか？
So what does it say about riches in the Bible? Do you remember?
何かこの聖書の箇所ってある人いますか？
Do you remember any particular passage about riches in the Bible?
イエス様はどんなことをおっしゃいましたか？
What did Jesus teach?
私はポットをかぶるのはですね。
What I remember, just thinking,
宝を天に詰めなんて覚えてませんか？
It says the Bible, Jesus taught to have our treasures in heaven.、
ね、この地上だったら盗まれちゃうと言われるけど、宝は天に詰めなさいとイエス様は言われました、ね。
If we have treasures on this earth, it will be stolen or things will happen, but if we have treasures in heaven, then they will last.
もしくは神と富に金使えることはできない。
And it also, Jesus said that you can't serve riches and God at the same time.
私たちは生きていますから必ず私たちの生活は経済と関わっています。
We're living on this world, so of course we need finances.
私たちはどのように私たちの経済や財政を考えるべきなんでしょうか？
So, but how should we be thinking about our finances?
信仰者はどのようにこの経済や財政を考えるべきなんでしょうか？
How should Christians think about their finances?
もう一つ有名な話で、若い青年がイエス様のところに行きますね。
I want to remember one more story with you. It was a young man who went up to Jesus.
彼はこう言います。イエス様、永遠の命を受けるためにはどうしたらよいでしょうか。
And this young man said, Lord, how should I receive eternal life?
皆さん、イエス様の答えを覚えてますか。
You remember what Jesus said?
あなたは十戒をしっかり覚えてます。やってますか。
Remember what the Lord commands. Are you doing that?
やってます。もう小さい頃からやってます。
And this young man responds, Yes, I've been doing all of those. I've been doing them since I was a young man.
掟は全部守ってます。
I am following all the commandments.
イエス様はこう言われますね。
And Jesus responds,
あなたに欠けているものがまだ一つある。
There's just one thing that you lack.
持っているものをすべて売り払い、
He says, sell everything that you have
貧しい人々に分けてやりなさい
and split that money among the poor people.
そうすれば天に富を積むことになる
and if you do that, then you will have treasure in heaven.
それから私に従いなさい
and after you do that, then come and follow me.、
ね、このお話の中ではこの金持ちの若者はそれができなかったんですね。
And if we read the story, we know that the young man was not able to do that.、
ね、寂しそうに帰っていきました。
And he was sad and a bit lonely and he went away.
で、弟子たちはですね、金持ちが 金持ちは大変だなっていうんです、難しいなっていうんですね。
And、the disciples thought, oh, it's difficult to be a rich man, isn't it?
でもイエス様は不可能に見えることも神様は可能にすると言います。
But Jesus says, with God, all things are possible, even the things that are impossible with man.
どうでしょう、お金がない人が、全財産を捧げるのと、お金がいっぱいある人が全財産を捧げると、どっちが難しいと思いますか？
So think about it. Which is more difficult? Someone who has a lot of things to give those away, or someone who has very little to give that away?
どっちでしょうね。
Which is more difficult? What do you think?
どっちも難しいですよね。
Maybe either is difficult.
はい。ね、あの聖書の感じで、レプトン、貧しい未亡人がレプトン銅貨2枚を2個を入れたって話がありますよね。
We also remember the story of the、woman who gave her last two coins into the offering in the temple.
どっちも難しいんですけども。
Both are difficult. However,
自分には無理やんなことを神様がそれをすることができるとイエス様は。
But Jesus taught that with God we are able to do that.
ですからなんでこの最初の人たちは、財産を共有できたのかちょっと考えてしまいます。
So、again when I read the passage in Acts I think how were these early Christians able to share everything that they had in common?
イエス様と出会って財政感覚経済感覚が変わった人たちは何人もいます、覚えてますか？
So、if we think about、what we have read in the Bible we remember that certain peopleresponse or relationship with finances changed after they met Jesus. Do you remember any people like that? If we read、the story of Zacchaeus, his relationship with finances also really changed after he met
Jesus.
So、after Jesus said to Zacchaeus to come out of the tree and、that Jesus was going to go to his house and、have a meal with him, Zacchaeus'sthinking about finances really changed, didn't it? Remember the story?
彼は、私は自分の財産の半分を貧しい人にあげます。
He said that he's going to give half of all that he has. Half of that he's going to give to the poor.
でもしも騙していたら4倍にして返しますって言うんです。
And he also says that if he cheated anyone, he's going to return four times as much to them.
ね、
so really, he just gave away so much of his finances.
イエス様と出会ってザーカイは変わったんです。
So Zacchaeus really changed the way he thought after he met Jesus.
どうやりますか、聖書の中で。
Anybody else remember any other、people in the Bible?
ルディア。ああ、お金持ち女性ね、ルディアさん。
So in、Philippi, there was a woman named Lydia, and she also、gave much of her finances.
Paul なんかも変わりましたよね。
We can also think of the Apostle Paul, how he also changed.
彼はイエス様と出会って、
He met Jesus. He met Christ.
それまで大切だったものがもう意味がないと思うんですね。
And he said thatEverything that he held valuable until that time, everything he realized was、had no meaning at all.
彼はユダヤのリーダーでした。ユダヤの社会のリーダーでした。
He was one of the Jewish leaders.
結構こうみんなからこう尊敬されるような人だったんです。
He was really respected by so many people.
でもイエス様に従うことによって彼は全てをなくしました。
But he just、gave everything away.
なくなってしまいました。
Everything、was just lost.
でも彼はその亡くなったものを見てもあれはもう意味のないことゴミだ、チリアクタだと言うんです。
But he looks at all the things that he lost and he said, oh, it's like nothing. It was like just like garbage.
ですからイエス様と出会った人たちは生き方や経済財政の考え方がこう
So we see from the stories, different stories in the Bible, that people's relationship with finances really changed as a result of their meeting Jesus. But I look at myself and I think I'm not changed as much as many of these people
were.
Do I have the same type of heart that Zacchaeus had? Do I have the same type of heart that Paul had? There's a part of me that just feels kind of stubborn. But let's think about what God did for us. He gave His one and only Son for each one of us. He gave what was most precious to Him.
で私はもうイエス様を信じたときにイエス様本当に許されたことを感謝します許しを感謝しますと祈った覚えがあります。
I remember when I received Christ, I remember feeling so grateful and praying, thank you, Lord, for forgiving me.
でも実際にどれだけ私はイエス様に従っているんだろうか。
But I think about how fully, even now, am I obeying Christ?
どれだけ自分の持っているものをこう投げ出す決心があるのかと、
How fully am I just giving everything I have to the Lord?
余分なものや必要のないものを差し出すのは簡単です。
It's really easy to give away what's extra, isn't it? What we have extra.
いらないんだもんね。ああ、持ってて。
Some, you know, clothes, anything that's extra that we don't need, it's easy to give that away, isn't it?
でもそれが必要だったり、もしくは、高価なものだと、こう、差し出すのは難しいんですよ。
But if it's something that we really need, or if it's something that's really, really important and valuable to us, those are really difficult to give away, aren't they?
皆さんにとってどんなものが差し出すのが難しいものがありますか?
So just think about your own life. What's difficult for you to give away?
はい、じゃあ3つのものを言いますから、どれが一番大変か?
So I'm going to say three possibilities and I want you to think about them.
1つは、時間。はい。
First thing is time. Is it hard for you to give away your time?
2番目は、お金。
Second thing is finances. Is it hard for you to give finances?
まあ、失ってもいいわけです。それ3つ目が、名誉とか評判。
The third thing is your honor, your
reputation.
What you want to give away the least?The most difficult for you to give away, your time, finances, or your reputation.
お金の人いますか?
Anybody?
時間の人.
Your finances, your time, your honor.
ね、そうですね。僕もそうです。やっぱり一番やるのは、こう名誉とか評判がやっぱりきついかと思うんですよ。
So for me as well, the thing that's most difficult that I really don't want to give up is my honor.
私たちは名誉をなくす、評判をなくす恐れがあります。
We have such a fear that we're going to give up our reputation.
どうしてもこう人によく思われたいような恐れがあります。
We have a fear and we really want to be thought well of by other people, don't we?
でもひょっとしたら私たちの中にはもっといっぱいいろんな恐れがあるかもしれません。
But maybe there's other fears as well that are inside of us.
いろんな恐れが渦巻いています。
There are different fears that are inside of our hearts, aren't there?
ひょっとしたら小さい頃からその恐れることを教え込まれているような時がね、ことがあります。
Maybe there's some things that fears that are inside of us that we actually were taught when we were little.
日本で親は子供を こう指導するときこんな言い方をします。
In Japan, when kids are little, the parents say in this way.
ほらみんなが見てるよ。そんなことしてたら笑われるよ。
look, everybody's watching. If you do that, then all your friends are going to laugh at you.
そんなことを言ったり言われたことありますか
？Anybody say that or anybody was told that when you were small?
もしくは勉強しないと。